you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 10th. I'm Suzanne Quatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power is due to announce new water conservation requirements later this morning. This comes after the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California declared a water shortage emergency and ordered the DWP and other water agencies that it serves to limit outdoor watering to once a week or cut back daily water use to about 80 gallons per person starting June 1st. Dave Peterson with the Los Virgenes Municipal Water District in Calabasas says they are going with the outdoor watering restriction.
We're not in a situation where you can just pay more to get more water. We only have so much, and we could be faced later this year with the potential of no outdoor watering restriction altogether, and we want to avoid that.
Peterson says that the district has sent out notices to about 3,800 customers saying that they could be forced to install a flow restrictor if they don't ease up enough on their water use. Federal prosecutors have gotten three more convictions in a multi-million-dollar Medi-Cal billing scam that involved submitting fraudulent claims for drug and alcohol treatment for teens. A total of 19 people have now been convicted in the case centered on a treatment provider in Long Beach that was known as Atlantic Recovery Services. It worked with students at local middle and high schools. Prosecutors say the business submitted bills for services that were provided to teens who didn't need them and for counseling sessions that did not happen. The former president and CEO pleaded guilty last year and was sentenced to 7 years in prison. He was also ordered to pay close to $18 million in restitution. Cal State Long Beach has opened a new demonstration kitchen for students to learn about cooking and other life skills. The space is an extension of the successful Beach Pantry, which opened in 2016. The pantry started in a small closet, but it has since grown to a two-room storehouse where students can pick up groceries as they need. Katie Dunbar is an English education major who says it's been a huge resource.
Being pregnant, I want to be eating healthy and organic and fresh vegetables, a lot of plant-based foods, and they offer all of that and more.
Long Beach officials hope that kitchen demonstrations will make students more comfortable using pantry items. A 2018 survey found that nearly 42% of Cal State students struggle to find enough nutritious, affordable food. A nationwide baby formula shortage is getting worse. First, there were supply chain issues, then manufacturer Abbott Nutrition recalled and then withheld some of its baby formula products due to concerns about possible contamination after several infants got sick and two died. Ryan from Valley Glen says he and his wife have spent hours trying to find formula for their infant son.
In the last month, it's been almost impossible. We talked to the doctor about switching two different formulas because we couldn't find the one that we were on. One of the ones that was suggested by our doctor, we also could not find.
He says that they were finally able to find some formula a couple of weeks ago, but he hopes his son will be able to soon switch to solid food full time. Sagrario Nielsen with LA County's Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program says she worries about clients whose babies are too young for solids.
We've been reaching out to them, and there's like a handful of them that we haven't been able to reach. And we're hoping, oh my goodness, what are they doing? The pharmacy didn't issue them the formula, and we haven't either, because we haven't been able to confirm what formula the baby is using.
Nielsen says families struggling to find baby formula should reach out to their pediatrician to see if they can switch brands, and they should call around at stores ahead of time to see if they have formula in stock. The state's Environmental Protection Agency has announced a settlement to kickstart the long-delayed cleanup of the Santa Susana Field Lab. That is the former nuclear reactor and rocket testing facility near Simi Valley. There was a partial nuclear meltdown at the site in 1959, and later in 2018, much of it burned during the Woolsey Fire. Cal EPA says the cleanup plan establishes strict protocols and timelines for the Boeing Company, which now owns most of the site. The state environmental secretary, Jared Blumenfield, says that it's been frustrating to see the lack of progress across generations.
Think about this site, one of the most toxic sites in the West, definitely one of the most toxic sites in California. When you go out there, There's still remnants from the Cold War industrial complex that was built out there, and the cleanup has needed to happen.
Governor Newsom says in a statement that for decades there have been too many disputes and not enough cleanup, and this agreement holds Boeing to account. The company says that it backs the framework as it provides a clear, accelerated path forward for the cleanup, and it protects environmental and cultural resources at the site. The area around a controversial development site in Lincoln Heights will be tested for toxic chemicals. The Los Angeles City Council ordered the testing after residents discovered that in the 1980s, more than 250 barrels of toxic waste were found buried on the property. Testing done on the site last year found very high levels of volatile organic compounds. Patricia Camacho is with a community group that has been fighting the development.
Finding out that there were such high levels of toxins, that did concern our community even more.
A city official says the plan is to conduct the testing as soon as possible, though there is no timeline yet. The LA Dodgers will wear on-field pride caps June 3rd as the organization celebrates its 9th annual LGBTQ plus night at Dodger Stadium. The caps will also be sold there at Dodger Stadium. Then 8 days later, both the Dodgers and Giants will take to the field at Oracle Park in San Francisco wearing their respective teams' pride caps. This afternoon, by the way, the Dodgers are in Pittsburgh up against the Pirates, who bring a 1-0 advantage into the latest game of that series. And tonight, the Angels host Tampa Bay. Temperatures, again on the cool side, mid-60s at the beaches, around 70 degrees farther inland. Low desert communities will be in the 80s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at KPCC.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.